Mavoi shugavoya lamaila me esrim amo yemai. The Perish Chai, we have a picture of a mavoi, which theoretically is a area, a street, that is surrounded with three mechitzes. And here we are speaking about the koire that was placed on the top of the koisle hamavoi, on the two side koisolim. So the koire that is gavoya lamaila me esrim amo yemayit. One should make sure that he should lessen the height of the koire. It should not be lamaila me esrim amo. The Meiri explains the sheirish of the word mavoi is it's like mavoi ha'ir. It is the entrance that one entered the area. This was like a street, and from the street one was able to enter into the chatzeres and into the batim that were in the chatzeres. And not only does the Tana call mavoi this whole street, this whole entrance, but the dover that is misakin the mavoi is also called mavoi. So here, theoretically, we are not speaking about the mavoi. We are speaking about the koire that is placed on top of the koisle hamavoi. Baval pikein, the Tana calls it also mavoi. That's the lashon. Vahaitane kori koire shehu letikunai bilchud mavoi. That what is misakin, that is matar tiltal in the mavoi, he also calls mavoi. So pshat in the Mishnah is the koire that is gavoya lemaila miesrim amo, that is higher than esrim amo. He should make sure that this distance should not remain. He should lessen the distance, that there should only be a cholol of esrim amo. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer einay tzorich. Rabbi Yehuda says it is not necessary. Even though the koire is lamaila me'esrim, there's nothing wrong with that. V'harochav me'eser amos. Now we are speaking about the knisa again, the ruach ha'revi, which is pasuach. So if the roichav, the width of this knisa, the width of this opening, is more than eser amos, yemayit, so he has to lessen the width. He has to put poles on each side. The Perish Chai, we have a picture there also, in order that the Knesset should be Eser Amis. The reason for all these halachas we'll see in the Gemara. Ve'im yesh lo itzuras ha-pesach. What is if the Knesset, the Ruach Revi, has a itzuras ha-pesach? Exactly what that is we'll see in Rashi. Is af al pi shehu rochav me Eser Amis, even though the Knesset is wider than 10 ames, ein tzorech lemayit, it is not necessary to be memayit, it becomes mesukin al yedei atzures ha-pesach. Zot Rashi. Mavoi shehu gavoya, shehinichu es ha-koira lemaylo me-esrim amo. As we mentioned before, the Mishnah is not speaking about the mavoi, the Mishnah is speaking about the koira of the mavoi. Shehinichu es ha-koira lemaylo me-esrim amo. They put the koire lamaila meyesrim amo. The koire zu, now Rashi is explaining the reason why we need a koire. The koire zu lahatir letaltal lesoicha bo. The koire is coming to be matar tiltal lesoicha. We'll come back exactly what Rashi means, but let's just go a little further. The midiraise itzer hoitzoas reshus araben b'shabbos. Minatoire, one is not permitted to be moitzi haitzoas reshus harabim mezosa. Umahi reshus harabim, and what is considered a reshus harabim? Sratya uplatya gdoilo. Sratya, Rashi in Shabbos explains, mesile shahilchin bo mi'ir li'ir, a type of a highway that people used to go from one city to another city. Platye is rechovo shel ir sheshom miskaptzim l'schoire. Platye is a large shetach, a large area that people come together, a marketplace. So reshus harabim is asratio platye gdoil kidam morn beperik yitzias haShabbos. Shedoimin ledigley midbo. Such a large area that is a rabim that are mishtamish. This is similar to the Digle Midbar, and why do we Why do we have to be medame to the digle midbar? The chol mili de Shabbos me mishkin gamrinim. All hilchis Shabbos we learn out what was existent in the mishkin. Va agolay shalaviim beroychev yud vav ama ozli kedamorim bazayrik. The agolis went on a path that was 16 ames wide. Is memele, that is a rishus harab. So if you have an area that is at least 16 ames wide, so this is a rishus harab. And on such an area, there's an iser of eitzos rishus harab. So now let us go back. So what did Rashi say? And this kaira is coming to be matar letaltal in this mavoi, in this street, in this entrance. So Rashi says as follows, Hilkach, loyhavi rishus harabim botza miyod vav amo. Since the whole mekor of rishus harabim we learn out from the digle midbar, and there the width was a minimum of 16 ames, so if there is less than 16 ames, it does not have a teiris rishus harab. Umefulish mi beiz roshim. And also another, tnai dumi, the digle midbar, in the midbar there was not Mugbul, it was not surrounded by a mechitza on one side. There wasn't three mechitzas. It was mefulish. One could go through from one end to the other end. There was no blockage. That is the rishus harabim d'oraisa. Avol mavoi kotzahu. A mavoi is not as wide as the rishus harabim. Bein erochav yudvav amo. It is not wide, 16 amos. So memele, therefore it is not a rishus harabim. Vinami rochavu, and afilu, we will find a movi that is wide 16 ames. Ain't a mefulish. It is not mefulish. You can't go through the movi. El roishe echad pasuach l'rishus harabim. One side is open to the rishus harabim. Ve roishe echad sosum. And the other side is sosum, is blocked. The ave mefulish, if it would have been open on both sides, le have a mishteri bekoire. So since we are matter bekoire, so we are speaking about a mavoi that is surrounded on three sides with mechitzes. V'kiven the lav rishus harabim. Since this is not a rishus harabim, because one of two reasons, it is not wide 16 ames, and it is not mefulish. Ishari l'tiltuli b'min ha'teire b'li shum tikkun. So therefore, one is permitted to be metaltal in this mavi without any tikkun whatsoever. It is not a rishus harab. The rabbonon gozer alei, but the rabbonon were gozer mishum da osi lechlufei b'rishus harab. That one can mistake, since this lemaise is a type of a street, it is a street of a sort, and it is posuach l'rishus harabim, and one can go from this street to the rishus harab. And there's nothing on the Ruach Revi that shows that this is different than the Rishus Harabim. So Memele, so therefore Chazal asserted that one should be metaltal in a movi. The Sharyua bitakanta the lechiyoy kaire, but they were matter tiltal in the movi belechiyoy kaire, the leheviya kaire, that this is a hacker, v'leilaisi lemishri rishus harabim gemure. If we have a tikkun beruach revi, so then one sees clearly that there's no similarity at all to a rishus harabim. This is sosum midalad ruchaisov, because it has a tikkun beruach revi, lechi, or a koyre. Let us go back again to this Rashi and be medayik a little bit more what Rashi is telling us. Rashi says, V'kayrezu lahater letaltel lesoichabo. The Piryai B'itoi brings down, there are two girsois. We have this girsa letaltel lesoichabo, and there is a girsa letaltel bisoichabo. It comes to be metaltel, bimata to be metaltel bisoichabo. Now what is the difference between these two girsois? The difference is as follows. If your goyres lisoicha, so that means that the koyre is matter to take out from the chatzeres, which are a rishus hayochid, to the mavoi. So that means they gave it a din midarabonon of a rishus harabim, legabi all halachis. That means it has a din reshus harabim legabi the chatzeros. One is not permitted to take out from the chotza, which is an emes reshus hayochid, into this mavui. If you are geires letaltel besoichobo, so it would seem that they never gave it a din reshus harabim legabi the chatzeros. They only gave it a din reshus harabim legabe atzmoi. That means this area is a reshus harab. Lemain af kemina, you're not allowed to be metaltal dalad amis in this mobui. Because this area mitzad atzmoi has a din reshus harabim. But lemaise, to be metaltal from the chatzeres to the mobui, they never made such a disa. That you could accomplish without a koire. And dasach mir, there's a machloikes harishainim in this nekudeh. What the mavoi is without a koire. The Piskei Harit, when he explains the din mavoi, the Piskei Harit in Erevin says as follows: Midi eiraise muta litaltel bechol hamavoi. Min atoire, you're allowed to be metaltel in the whole mavoi. He's talking about tiltel bimavoi, which is the din of dalad amis. Dalad amis. Umidi rabbonon also litaltel bisoichoi. One is not permitted to be metaltal in the mavui, mipnei shehu pasuach l'shus harabim, since it's pasuach l'shus harabim, v'karkoi shoveh l'shus harabim, so memele, it looks like a shus harabim. So therefore, they ask a tiltal b'soichoi, because it is similar to a shus harabim. The Piskei Hari asks as a little clearer, chachomim osru l'taltal boi b'dalad amas. That is the issa. Chazal also to be metaltal dalid amis in this mavui, at sheyase tikkun b'doifen revi, till you make a tikkun in the ruach revi. So that would be like the gilse, the koire zula hater litaltal b'soichabo. The koire comes to tell us that one is permitted to be metaltal in the mavui. The ritve mesachte sukedav bay says, imloi hichshiru hamavui, Keroi, also le taltal boy, ula hoitzi ula hachnis minachatzeres. Both things are also. You're not allowed to be metaltal in the mavus, that there's a iser of tiltal baladamis, and there's also a iser of eitzo vahachnose. So al koponim, so that's the koir is coming to be metal, matter, le taltal or lisoicha or bisoicha. What the koir is coming to be, matter. Then Rashi says later that a reshus harabim is davke 16 amis. So Rashi says, therefore, this is not a real reshus harabim. So Rashi gives two cheshbonos why it is not a real reshus harabim. Cheshbon number one, it's not 16 amis wide. Cheshbon number two, it's not mefulat. So memelet min atayr, it's not a reshus harabim. So I hear Elochay Amayr the Kikasha and Rashi. Rashi has to tell us why it's not a Rishus Aram. It's a Rishus Ayochid. It has three mechitzes. It's a Rishus Ayochid. Rashi has to explain why it is not a Rishus Aram. It's a Rishus Ayochid. And what really bothered me is because the Bir Halocha in Simin Shin Samach Gimel brings down as follows. The Shitas Harambam is that three mechitzes is not a Rishus Ayochid. Three mechitzes does not make it a reshus hayochid. If a person will be zoyrik from a reshus harabim into an area of three mechitzes, it is not a reshus hayochid. That's shitas haramba. Shitas Rashi, another rishonim, that three mechitzes is a reshus hayochid. That's how he brings down in the machlokes rishonim. So memele, so I didn't understand, so why is Rashi marich so much over here to explain why you're permitted to be metaltal in this mavur? You need reasons to explain? You're permitted to be metalta because it's a reshus hayochid. What's the problem? It has three mechitzes. To Baruch Hashem, I found a Rashba, an Erev in Daf Tes, that says, Amo'uyim dekizach in Shitas Rashi. The Rashba says that Shitas Rashi is as follows. If you have a mavui that has three mechitzes, and it is pasuach likalmeles, then it's a reshus hayochid diyaraisa. But if you have three mechitzes and it's pasuach l'shus harabim, it is not a reshus hayochid. It is a kalmelis min ha-toyre. So Rashi Shita is three mechitzes that is pasuach l'shus harabim is not a reshus hayochid. It is not a reshus ha-yochid min ha-toyre, if it is pasuach lo shus ha-rabe. So if it is not a reshus ha-yochid, so now Rashi got stuck. So if it's not a reshus ha-yochid, why are you permitted to be metalful? So Rashi says, but it's not a reshus ha-rabe either. So b'meila, if it's not a reshus ha-rabe, there's no iser tiltul. So the only way Rashi could explain why one is permitted to be metaltum in a Torah, Rashi couldn't say something positive because it is a reshus ha-yochid. Okay, since it's pasuach lo shus ha-rabim, it is not a reshus ha-yochid. So Rashi says, but it is not a reshus ha-rabim either. So if it is not a reshus ha-rabim either, because one of two reasons. One reason because it is not 16 amos wide, and the second reason it is not mefulish. So therefore Rashi says, so if it's not a reshus ha-rabim in a Torah, you're allowed to be metaltum. And the Rabbonon were geyser. They gave him the Rabbonon adin reshus harabim, and they were matter. This the Rabbonon, the kereshus harabim, with either a lechi or a keire, the lehevi a keire, the lelasi lemishri reshus harabim gemura. Yemaye. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says if the keire is more than 20 ames high, Yemayit, so Rashi says, Yashpil. He should lower it. The time meforesh bigmor. All the Rishonim are ma'orer on Rashi. They say Yemayit does not l'chayre necessarily mean Yashpil. He should lower it. He has to lessen the distance between the Koire and the Kakoi Samovoi. This can be done through two oifanim. Either you lower the koire, or you make higher the karkois hamavui. And the Gemara says later, this eitzah. The Gemara says this eitzah. That's how you masher hamavui. You make an itztaba, you make a platform underneath the koire. So that's also yamayit. You lessen the distance between the koire and the karkois hamavui. So the Meirer, why Rashi says Yemayit. We'll see in the Gemara, Mahalach, why Rashi said Yashpil. Why Rashi was Boicher, that Yemayit means Yashpil, he should be Memayit the Koire. Rashi seems to learn it's going on the Koire. The Koire, Shenichu as a Koire, he should be Memayit the Koire. It seems the Yemayit is going on the Koire, not on the distance. So he should be Memayit the Koire, that means he should be Mashpil the Koire. Baruch of me eser amois yemayit. If the opening in the fourth ruach is wider than 10 amis, so he has to make it less. The zeu shir roichev stam psochem. This is the shir, that means the normal maximum width of a pesach is 10 amis. Utvei mehochi loy mikri pesach. More than 10 amis, it does not have a shem pesach. Ela pirtze. It is considered a pirtze. It's not a pesach to the movi, it's a pirtze. Banan bo'inon pesach. In order to be matel, tiltul in the movi, we need that in the ruach revi, there should be a pesach to the movi, not a pirtze. So therefore, if we need a Pesach, we have to make sure that the opening is not wider than 10 amis. V'tzorich, so how does one lessen the width of the psiches hamovi? V'tzorich linoitz kanim, so you have to stick in poles on the side of the koisel hamovi, and the Perish Chai, there's a picture of it. Lemayit roichev knisoso, in order to lessen the width of the knisa to the mavui, ulamida alesa royal poches. So therefore, when you'll enter the mavui, that means you have on each side of the mavui, you have kanim, which are jutting out from the kaisel hamavui. So memela, so the knisa is eser or less. And then the Mishnah says that if it is roch of meyesa, and you made a tzuras ha-pesach, Lechi mikan, the lechi mikan, the koira al gabehem. You made, here we have a picture in our Gemara already, the Tzuras HaPesach. Here we have a picture of the Mavui, the three kaisolim of the Mavui. And on the fourth side we have a lechi mikan and a lechi mikan, the koira al gabehem. So memela, so even though it is more than 10 amis, it is It is also kosher because the Tzuras HaPesach is Marsha. It's a very interesting vault from the Meroyme Sode. The Meroyme Sode says, usually when Chazal speak about a Tzuras HaPesach, the Lashon is Kone Mikan, Vekone Mikan, Vekone Al Gabeyim. Usually it's called, you have two poles and something on top. Why does Rashi say over here, Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, Vekone Al Gabeyim? So he wants to say, let us not go into particulars, but that Rashi wants to say that Be'emesin, we have here the heter of a lechi. We still need the heter of a lechi. Like the Mishnah said, that you could be matter, you could be matter, I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say it, but you could be matter lemaise, Rashi brought it down, you could be matter amovi, either with a koire or with a lechi. So the lechi does not help if the roichev amovoi is more than 10 amas. But if you'll make, with using the lomdus of lechi, and you put a lechi mikan, the koir al gabeim, so you have, besides the din lechi, you have also a tzuras apesach, then this becomes mutter. He says, with this we'll understand, tzbakant, the shitas harambam is that a tzuras apesach does not help Rochov me esaramis. And here we see in the Mishnah that it does help. So he says, because here this is not, the heter is not only the din tzuras apesa, it is a din, we have the lechi that is matter the koire, but we have a chesorin in the psiches hamovoi, it's rochov me eser. So therefore, we mitzarif with the heter of lechi, we mitzarif lechi mikan, velechi mikan, the koire al gebeim. So we have also a tziruf of a Tzuras HaPesach, and this is Matar the Mobi. Zogt the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, we learn to Mesechus Sukkah, Sukkah she gavoya lemailo me esrim amo psula. A Sukkah that is, the schach is higher than 20 amis, so it's a posel of Sukkah. V'Rabbi Yehuda Marsha. Frag the Gemara, so we have here similar halachis, Mobi shigavoy lamaila meyasrimame, and suki shigavoy lamaila meyasrimame. The Tadakame holds both are no good, and Rabbi Yehuda's marsha. Frag the Gemara, maishna gabi suki de toni psule, the gabi mobi toni takante. So why was the tane mishane the loshen? Here he said psule, he just said the truk in the din, that the matzev, the way it is posel. And Mavoi tells us, he doesn't leave us with such a pessimistic matzav. He tells us, Adaitza, what to do, the Gabi Mavoi, Tani Takanta. He told you, he says, from the Loshana Mishneh, you see everything. You see the way it is now, it is no good. He tells you how you could be misaking it. So why, what is the reason of the Shini Yaloshin? So the Gemara answers to Terutzi. Teretz number one, Sukkah d'oraisa toni psula, Movi d'rabbanan toni takante. By d'oraisa it says aloshim psula, by d'rabbanan it says aloshim takone. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos exactly what this means. B'boi yisayma d'oraisa nami toni takante, min ha-toire you could also say a takone. Ela Sukkah de Nefishin Milei, Sukkah, there's a lot of halachas involved in the Mishnah of Sukkah. So Memele, if he would tell us the takone of all these halachas, he'd have to be Marech. Posik v'toni psula. So therefore he says psula. Mavui delay Nefishin Milei, Mavui, there is not in our Mishnah many halachas, toni takanta. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the toni takante, the toni yemayet, v'loitone posel. Now, if we will be mizayik the lashon of Rashi, the Gemara started off like this. Maishna gabi suke, the toni psula. By suke, it says psula. Rashi doesn't explain there what the kash is. The gabi movoi toni takante, v'loitone posel. So the Meroy Mesod explains that Rashi learned that the whole kasha was not that it should say atakone by Sukkah. The Gemara Bechlal didn't ask such a kasha. Fakert, takone is not the right way to teach a halacha. You tell us the din. Dafnet zogen eitzis, what to do. You'll tell us the din. Eitzis kenach alein oiz cheshbenim. So the whole kasha was Maishno Gabi Movoi de Toni Takanto, the Toni Mavoloi Toni Posel. Why does he tell us Takonis? Why didn't he tell us the Trukinadin? Voloi Toni Posel. Why didn't he say Posel? So the Gemara answers, Suke the time of the day, the Eraise, Kidamrin in Hosom. The Gemara says in Mesachta Suke, Milaman Yedu de Reiseichem, that one should build such a Suke. That when one is sitting in the sukkah, one realizes that he finds himself in a sukkah, and therefore lamaila miyasrim, one does not recognize, one does not realize he's sitting in a sukkah. So mamaila sukkah, this is a deraisa. Now why we had learned last year a little bit mesachta sukkah, we learned this 3 months the umrim, why a sukkah gavoya lamaila miyasrim is possible. Rabbis droshes l'man yedu d'ereiseichem, Abzeiris droshes suketil etzel yoimam, Robes droshes chagasukis tasas l'choshivas yomim, you need a diris are, not a diris kva. I don't know why Rashi was boicher this droshe. The time of the day, the reise kedemrin en hosom, Rashi is boicher Rabbis droshe. There's 3 droshes over there. Al koponim. So the Gemara says that sukkah, since sukkah is a deraisa, toni psula, hoyul ukvar mi mois moishen nitno midazu. Since the measurements were given mi mois moishen, ubo chachomim leforesh lecho shim loy osa kein psula. So the chachomim are telling us, the Mishnah is telling us, that means like this. The measurement of Chof Ame, I know from the Pasuk, Man Yedu Deiraisech. What is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us that this measurement is not a din lechatchile, it's a din leikuve. So the Chachomim, that means after the Halacha we know already, the measurements we know already. So the Mishnah is just relating to us that these measurements are leikuve. So memele ubo chachomim leforish loch sheim loy also came, if he did not make the sukkah in this oifen, it's psula. So it's possible that these measurements that we know already, mimois moishe rabbeinu, these measurements are leikuvah. That is what the Tan is telling us. Is shayach lemisni baloshim paslus, that the shir that we know before is a shir leikuvah. So psula is going on a yediyah we have already. We know already the measurements. And the Tan is telling us these measurements are li'ikuvah. These measurements, if they are not niskayim, pasul the sukkah. The aval gav the mehani botakante, even though you could still fix it, abul kol kamed loy misakin lo ikraya psula. So memele, so the loshin psul applies only if the shear we're aware of already, and the psul is just telling us the chaimer of the shear. Mavui the chol ikreo de rabonanu. Mavui the chol ikreo de rabonanu. The whole inyan is at the rabonanu. Loi shayich lemeime bo loshen paslis. So the Tani couldn't tell us that shear that you know it's a shear leikuvit. Here he's just telling you the shir. Till this Mishnah, I don't know bechlal about the shir. Umay psul shaykh lemeima katalei diyacha rabon and shiurei behochi delisnim loyosikem psul. That means you cannot say psul. Psul can only be said if you know already from before the shir. And the Tan is telling you that the shir, if you don't have the shir, it is possible. But Kozman, you don't know the shir, the Tane can't say psul. So Mamela, according to Rashi, the first lashon of the Gemara was as follows. The Gemara asked the Kashe, why doesn't it say psul? Psul is a more practical lashon. Psul is a psak. It's telling us that it's possible. So the Tane says, listen, if you could say psul, you'll say psul. So, but if you know the shir already, then pass the loshim psul. So then the Tana said psul. Ma she'en kein,
by Mavu, he can't say a Loshim Psul. Because I don't know the Shir Bechlal. Psul is only after I know the Shir. So therefore he was forced to say Takone because he couldn't say a Loshim Psul. That is the first Loshim. The second Loshim held, Diereise Nami Toni Takante. Ba'alme b'miliachine. That means the second Loshin is chaylik with the Makshin. The Makshin held that Bechlal, it's not the correct Loshin to say a Loshin Takona. Takona is not a Loshin of a Pesik. Well, Eitzis, what to do? You ask a carpenter, you ask a plumber, that's not the Esik of a Tanit. So that's what the Makshin held. The Makshin only held for Kelt. You should use the Loshim Posel. And the Gemara answered, by a Darabonin, you can't use the Loshim Posel since I'm not acquainted with the Shia. The second Loshin disagrees Bechlal with this whole Hashkofa of the Makshin. He held that Takant is a good Loshin also. And the Raisinami Toni Takant Ba'alme B'miliachine. The Tana does say a Loshin Takone B'miliachine. Takant is Fakert. It's telling me the Psak plus an Eitzah how to be Misak in the Psul. Aye, why doesn't he say Takone by Sukkot? Nefishi Mili. Tiktoni Hosom, the first Mishnah in Sukkot, is speaking about a multitude of Alochis. B'she'en lo sholosh tfanis. It doesn't have to be tfanis. B'she'en agvoy asor. The schach is not gvoy asor. B'she'chamosa merube metzilosa. So memele, so therefore, posik v'toni psule, the hashti motzi kayil. He can include v'toni lu kule kechode. He can tell me all these cases. In one word, he'll tell me what the din is. The yave toni takante, if the tane would be interested in telling us a tikkun lehava motzi l'ravino l'misnino, so he couldn't put all these halachas together, because he'd have to write like this: b'shein lo shalish tfonis boy l'misni yasul lo doif. If it doesn't have three walls, you should make a third wall. B'shein gavoye, if it's not gavoye asor boy l'misni yagvias, he has to lift up the schach. B'shechamos merubim mitzilosa yosef al schocha. If there's not enough schach, you have to add on schach. So since to avoid ariches, so the Tane avoided giving an eighth of how to be misakin, and he said one word psul with that, with this one word, he was kailo four cases. Mashenke in our Mishneh, which there are not different types of halachas which need different types of tikkunim. So therefore, the Tana was able, Fakel, to tell a loshin takante. Before we see Taisves, the Meraimei Sodeh wants to explain, he says, the Gemara had asked the Kasha that, why didn't it say similar halachas? Why didn't it say similar halachas? That it should say, and according to the second Loshin, we see that the Kasha was, it should say, Yemayet by Sukkah also. According to the first Loshin, the Kasha was only to say, Posel by Sukkah. By Movi. But according to the second Loshin, the Kasha was, it should say, Yemayet by Sukkah. So the Boy Misoda says, a gewaldike chav. So, if we would say that Yemayet means you have to lessen the distance between the schach and the karke, and that's what by movi means you lessen the distance between the schach and the karke, and this could be done by one or two ways, either by being mashpel the koir and the schach, or by being magbia the karke. So if this would be true, so then we have a poshet the teretz Rashi held why it doesn't say yemayet by sukkah, because Rashi held if you will be magbia the karke, so the schach will be posel al tstase v'loy min ha'osoy. Schach that was put on l'maylo mi'esrim is schach posel. Al-Kaponim, maybe according to this Loshen v'man yedu de'riseichem, it is considered schach posel. So you put on schach in the wrong goiva, so by being magbia the karke, you will not fix the kilkel. So Rashi had a kasha. So what is the Gemara's kasha? You should say Yemayit by Sukkah also. By Sukkah, you can't say a Loshin Yemayit, because Yemayit is very misleading. It would seem as long as you lessen the goiva, it will be kosher. And by Sukkah, it is not true. Therefore, as she said, no, the exact type of Yamait means Yashpil. Yamait means you're mashpil the Koire. So if you're mashpil the Koire, so you're doing a mice in the Koire. So Yamait by Schach would mean you're being mashpil the Schach. So there's no psul of Tasav Loi Minosi. Therefore, as she said, that Yamait means Yashpil. So, Toysvis. Movoi Shigavoya me Esrim Amo Yamait. Hiksha Mari me Alainish. The Havalei Lashmi'inen Hechshel Mavoi Bereshe. L'chayre, the Seder of the Tane is very modne. He should have first told us how you are Machshir Amovi. Shubelechi V'koyre. And then he should have said, V'mhiniach L'mayle Me'esrim Yemayit. Like he started in the middle of a sentence, assuming that we know the Halacha. The Tiritz, the Tano Nichalei Lahaschel Bahai Lishne, the Tane wanted that the Mishnah of Erevin should have the same signaling, the same lashon like the Mishnah of Sukkah. We have to understand that the Mishnayos were gechazed bal peh. So memele, it is much easier to chazer over two Mishnayos if it has the same lashon. So fakel, the Tane was bedavke medayik. Even though it's not Yekesh V'mezok to start off in the middle of a halacha, but Al Kaponim will gain from this lashon that will remember it better. So Memele, so the Tane Nichle La'aschel Ba'ai Lishne K'moishem Aschelas Masnis in the Sukkah. So Memele, that's why he started off in the middle. Lahochi Porich Shapir. Tvei big more, maishna gabi suki de toni psula. Fakert, if he wanted to duplicate the lashon of the Mishnah in suki and erevin, so he should have taken duplicated it legamri. He started off the same, and then all of a sudden he swerved off. Here he says yemayit, and here he says psula. Suki de yeraise toni psula. Perish Rashi. So Rashi said, de shayach le misniba lashon psula. That by Sukkah, you could say a Loshem Psul. Hoyel umi mois, moishe nitno mi dezu. So Rashi only says that the reason it says posel by Sukkah, because you could say posel. By Mova, you can't say posel. Af al gavde bidi reise shayich nami takamte. Rashi in the first Loshem never proved that bidi reise, it's not shayich to say takone. So for Kelso, it comes out that the Talzin only answered it halfway. He only said why it doesn't say psul by Movi, because it's Leshayich to say psul by Movi. But he never answered why it doesn't say a Loshin Takone by Sukkah. Velishne di Iboy is aimed at the Reise Nami Toni Takante, Leosi Shapele Pirusha. The second Loshin is machadish that you could say atakone by a deraise. According to Rashi, you could say atakone, according to the first Loshin also. The lishne di boy say be deraise nami toni takanta li osa shapi li perushe. Ki gam la roshin rishin toni be deraise takanta. You could also say takone, v'loi kome el de shayich le misne be loshin psula. The Tana only said you could also say a Loshin Posel, but he never said that you can't say a Loshin Takone. That's why we had mentioned before the Meraim Yisodah said, Zichri, you could say a Loshin Takone. But the Makshin never held its Akasha that he should say a Loshin Takone, because it's a Batlonish Loshin. You could say it, but why should one say it? That's how the Meraim Yisodah explained Shitas Rashi. But Taisvis does not learn like that. Taisvis learns in the first Loshin that by a deraisa, the Loshin can only be a Loshin Psula. The second Loshin is Machadish, there could be a Loshin Tikkun also by a deraisa. Lekach nira leforish, so therefore Taisvis has a nupshat. Suki di reise toni psula. Suki di reise, you have to say psula. Why do you have to say psula? The loshin yemayit mashme chumre baome. Because loshin yemayit is a misleading loshin. Loshin yemayit seems to tell us that one should lessen the distance. But osi lemiti, and it's a misleading loshin. You should be Mamay. What if I didn't do it? I'm not living in the Lechatchila de Kesuke. But it's not possible. So a person will make a mistake and they'll say that lechatchila one should be memayit. Avo b'diyevet shapir domi. But if he wasn't memayit b'diyevet, he was yaitzi. He wasn't mikayim atzas chazal lemayit. But it's a kosher sukkah. So memayle is in order to save ourselves from this toys, from this mistake. So therefore, the Tana had to say a loshim psule to show us that lemaila miyesrim it's a posel sukkah. He could not say memay. Avol b'movi derabonon, but a movi derabonon ain lochush. By a movi derabonon, so even though we also have a problem, a person can think yemayit is also a lechatchila dekedin. But since it is not an Isser D'Yeraise, we're not playing around with Isurim D'Yeraise, we're only speaking about the Rabbonos, so therefore the Tanne said Alosh and Yemayit. Now Tosfos here is not clear, but Tosfos in Sukkah is a little bit more explicit. That Be'etzem, Tosfos held like this, Be'etzem, the Loshen Psula is not a proper Loshen. It's a Loshen Megunet. The Gemara in the beginning of Psochim says that it's kedai to be marich, not to say a loshen megune. So really, the kasha of the Gemara was, why do you say psule? Why do you say in such a negative loshen? Say it in a positive way. So that was the kasha. You should say a loshen noki, not a loshen megune. So the Gemara in the first Eretz answered, what could I do? But I can't say Alosh Enoki. Because by saying Alosh Enoki, someone might be Nichshol and an Isser D'Yeraise. Because I think Yemayit is a Chum Rebalme, it's only a Lechatchila Dikan Hoge. So therefore, I had to be Boiche on Alosh and Megune in order to be Matzel someone from an Isser D'Yeraise. Masha Enke, by Movui, which is only a din derabona, so we wanted to be mamtik, so what if it's a din derabona? So even if we'll make a mistake, so he's only over derabona. The Shitas HaNesivis says it should be a melech yosher al kolonu. The Nesivis says if a person was a shoygik and an iser derabona, he doesn't have to do tshuva. You're only over derabona b'meizit. So memele. So if a person will make a mistake, he'll learn the Mishnah Movi Shigavay Lamaila Masram Hamo Yemayit, Lachatchila you should be Memayit. And he won't be Memayit. It's Eichnish Gefelach. He won't be over. Afilo Anisa the Rabbonin according to the Nesivis. So Memayle, so there is no Kilkulim whatsoever. And Leidoch Kisa we have a Loshin Noki. So therefore it's preferable to say a Loshin Yemayit. Masha Einkein. By Suki, we couldn't afford this luxury of a Loshin Noki, because by using a Loshin Noki, he might be over on his Odeirais. There we have a Mishnah that the Nechanike is possible kesukeh chamovi. Now Tosfos has a yesod that by the Rabbonons, one should be boicher a loshen noki. So Nechanike is a the Rabbonon, so he should be boicher a loshen noki. Afal gav the Nechanike havi the Rabbonon, even though Nechanike is a the Rabbonon. So Taisha says, Noket Psula gav Suke de Basre. Since he's being medame to Suke, and Suke is possible, so therefore he says the lotion that is used by Suke, since he's being medame to Suke. Inami hosem leimotzi lemisni yamayit. There you can't say a lotion yamayit. Dave mashme kemoishi hi deilekis yamayit. That means the neachanik is lamayla meyasrim. And Yemayit would mean he should just lessen the height. He could push it down a little bit. V'ze'enoi. And that lemaisa is not true. Tafil leman diyom alaymi b'gol had lokois and mitzvah. And he was madlik b'mokoim shenei roi lepirsam hanes. So yezicha not yoitze. Afilu l'man di yama hanocha is a mitzvah. That ika mitzvah is the hanocha. Afal pikein stamazoi to take the menorah that was hudlak l'mayla mi'esrim and to lower it, one won't be yotze. Tzorech l'chaboysa l'hadlika. You have to extinguish it and then we madlik it again. Why? Shlo yoymer horoye l'tzorcha yuda adlika. There's an iser of marisayim since it was nidlak. Bemokim the last bay pirsumenise, so a person gets the impression that the purpose of the hadlaka was not l'shem mitzvah, the purpose of hadlaka was l'tzolchai. So, and then hadlaka l'tzolchai passes the hanoche. Shalayay maray l'tzolchai yuda hadlaka kedabrinen hasam gabidlike bebefnim v'nichani bachutz. So therefore, you had to say a loshin psula, because the loshin yemayit is a misleading loshin. Zok the gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Omara. Chachomim loy lomdua elo mi pischoi shal heichol, v'Rav Yehuda loy limdo elo mi pischoi shal ulo. Rav Yehuda Omara is telling us as follows. This is what the Ritva says pshat. Rav Yehuda Marav is telling us that the accomplishment of the Koire Beruach Revi, the accomplishes we are making a Pesach from the Ruach Revi. The Goyin Yaakov explains a Koire, a Pesach, has three inyonim. It has two mezuzahs and a mashkoif. That is a Pesach. Open in the Ruach Revi, you don't have any similarity to a Pesach. So the purpose of the Koire, Rav Yehuda Marav held, the purpose of the Koire is we are making a Pesach. How are we making a Pesach? We're putting a Mashkeit there. We don't have mezuzahs, but we're making. So midarabonon, it has a Toiras Pesach by putting the Koire over the Koislei Hamobi. So that gives it a Toiras Pesach. Agavulche, the Goyin Yaakov explains, if you put one lechi there, it's also good. So you put a mezuzah. You have to make it Pesach thing. It has to have some similarity to a Pesach Beruach Revi. So the Pesach could be accomplished in one of two ways. Either by putting a koire over the koisle hamovi, which is similar to a mashke, or by putting a lechi on one side, which is similar to a mezuzah. But al koponim, if it has to have a toiras Pesach, it has to have Hilchais Pesach. So Memelis, the Rav Yehuda Marav explains as follows. Chachomim lo ilimdu al mi pischei shel heichel. Rav Yehuda lo ilimdu al mi pischei shel ulo. This now, we learned as follows. Pischei shel heichel govoy esrim amo. The height of the Pesach to the heichel was 20 amos. Urechovoy eser amos. And it was why 10 amos. Vishel ulom, the ulom was before the heichel. The entrance to the Yulam, Gavoy Avoy Mamo. It was high 40 Amis. Rechavoy Esrim Amis. So Memela, we had a Pesach to the Ulam, which was high 40 Amis. We had a Pesach to the Heichel, which was high 20 Amis. Ushneyam Mikra Echodoshu. And they both darshan one Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vishochatu Pesach Oyel Moyed. It has to be Gishochtin, B'shast oil moed is pasuach. But al kaponim, it should be, the kolbim should be geshochten pesach oil moed. So we see the oil moed has a pesach. The rabbonon sovri, na oil moed means the heichel. The rabbonon sovri, kedushas heichel l'chut, u kedushas ulam l'chut. We have the ulam, which is before the heichel, and we have the heichel. So the Rabbonin hold that the Kedushas Eichel is one type of a Kedushim, the Kedushas Ulam is a lesser Kedushim. So V'chik Siv Pesach Oyel Moyed, so when the Pasuk is speaking about the Pesach Oyel Moyed, the Pasuk is only speaking about the Pesach of the Eichel, a Eichel Siv. So Memela we see from the Pasuk that a Goyve Esrim is called Pesach. More than a Goyve Esrim, I don't have a Pasuk that it is called a Pesach. So therefore, since the tikkun of Koire is to make a Pesach Beruach Revi, and the only place in the Torah we find that a goy, we only find that a goy be esrim is a shame Pesach. So we can only assume till a goy be esrim it's called a Pesach. More than a goy be esrim, it doesn't have a shame Pesach. It's called a pirtz and not a Pesach. That is the svar of the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Heichel v'ulam kedusha achasi. That the ulam has the same kedusha of the Heichel. The avoidis which are kosher in the Heichel are also kosher in the ulam. So Pesach oil moyed, we can call the ulam also oil moyed. Because whatever can be done in the Heichel can be done in the ulam. So the ulam also is a shem oil moyed. If the ulam is a shem oil moyed, so Pesach oil moyed can include the Pesach to the ulam. They can include the Pesach to the ulam. So memele, we see that something that's gavoya avoy also is a shem Pesach. Heichel v'ulam kedusha achasi. V'chiksiv Pesach oil moyed atavayu udachsiv. So the Pesach includes the tchilas knisa to the oil moyed, and the tchilas knisa of the oil moyed is the ulam. V'chiksiv Pesach oil moyed atavayu udachsiv. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Oil moyed hu a heichel, shesham oyo nosun, mizbeach hazo, vahashulchan vahmanoire, ubekuluk siv oil moyed. Rabbonon sovri kedushes ulom, lav ke kedushes heichel. It does not have the same kedusha. Bechol avoidos hamuris beheichel, all the avoidos which have to be done in the heichel, yavo ovid lo beulom shalofon of loimis kashe. So the ulom does not have a shem oil moyed. Hilkach loy mikri oil moyed. So the ulam is not called oil moyed. Loy askerin kro delikri le pesach delay pesach. So we don't have any pasuk that tells us that the pesach ha ulam has a shame pesach. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that kedushas ulam is equivalent to kedushas mizbeach. So kedushas heichel. So memele the ulam also has a shem oil moyed. So the pesach ulam is also considered pesach oil moyed. So we see it has a shem pesach even though it is lamayla me es. That is the machloikes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim according to the first lashon. V'boyisay. Now the Gemara says a second. Mahalach to explain the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas ulam lechud a kedushas heichel lechud. So memela that what the pasuk says Pesach oil moyed means the Pesach to the heichel, which is only 20 amos. Aye, so how did Rabbi Yehuda figure out that a Pesach that is gevoyem me eschem also is a teiras Pesach? Because there's a different pasuk. V'hochayne taimid Rabbi Yehuda d'chsiv El Pesach Ulam HaBayis. The Pesach of the Ulam of the Bayis. Now, the Bayis is the Heichel. The Ulam is the Ulam in front of the Heichel. And it says Pesach Ulam HaBayis. So we see that Pesach to the Ulam also is a Shein Pesach. So we see something that's Gevoya Aboy Mama also is a Shein Pesach. The Rabbonon. What did the Rabbonon do with this guy? So the Rabbonon say as follows. Pesach ulam. If it would say Pesach ulam without saying habayis, kidekamrit. So we see klal that the Torah is speaking about the Pesach to the ulam. So memela, so we see that a Pesach that's gavoy aboy mam also is a Torah's Pesach. Oh, bahash to receive el Pesach ulam habayis. We're speaking about a Pesach ulam habayis. Habayis ha-pasuach le-ulam. We're speaking about, we have to understand that there's two knises. There's a knise from the Azore to the ulam. There's a knise from the ulam to the bayis, to the heichel. So there's a Pesach that divides the bayis and the ulam, and that Pesach is the Pesach ha-heichel. So that what it says, Pesach ulam ha-bayis, does not mean the Pesach from the Azore to the ulam. It means the Pesach from the Heichel that separates the Ulam from the Heichel. So we are speaking about the Pesach HaHeichel. And that Pesach is 20 Amos. Hash to receive al Pesach Ulam HaBayis HaBayis HaPosuach LeUlam. We're speaking about the Bayis HaPosuach LeUlam. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. El Pesach Ulam Alme Pischa Ikri. We see that something that is gavoya mem amos is a shem pesach. Habayis apasuach leulam. The bayis that is pasuach leulam, who heichel? Yeah. Let us see Taisus. Nechsiv al Pesach ulam habayis.
So Taisus is a problem. Ze posik einei bishamokim. There's no such posik. So what is pshat in this drosh over here? Va'imari, the matzino dechsiv ulam habayis. Ubekro achin dechsiv Pesach habayis. There's one posik says ulam habayis, another posik says Pesach habayis. Avakilo nichtav behedye bechad kro Pesach Ulam Habayis. Now how we make this kugel, the Ganyakiv explains that it works as follows. That it works like here it says Bayis and there it says Bayis. Just like by this Bayis it says Pesach, so it's just like it says by the Bayis of Ulam Habayis it says Pesach. There's such a type of a drosha. Lamadnu Bayis mi Bayis or Bayis mi Pesach. My bias to hosom Pesach, a bias to hoche Pesach. So we learn out the bias of ulam habayis from the bias of Pesach habayis. We say just like by Pesach habayis, there's a Pesach there. So by ulam habayis is also a Pesach. Rabbi Keilu nichta behedye bachad kro Pesach ulam habayis. So now we have one pasuk, Pesach ulam habayis, and Rabbi Yehuda took this pasuk. He said Pesach ulam habayis, Pesach ulam. Bekamri rabbonah. So the Rabbanan said, "Ikosav Pesach Ulam kedekamre." If it would only say Pesach Ulam, only Pesach Ulam. So memele. So then you're 100% right. Peirish loyhoyaksiv bishum mokem ulam habayis. It would never say ulam habayis. That means the minute it says ulam habayis. So then, we don't know, even though it says Pesach Ulam, it could be the Pesach to the Ulam from the Bayis. As long as we have in one place Ulam HaBayis, so we're connecting the Ulam to the Bayis, so Pesach Ulam could mean the Pesach from the Bayis to the Ulam. So that's how the Rabbanon said, you could only prove that Pesach Ulam, it was speaking about the Pesach to the Ulam, only if it would never say anywhere Ulam Abayis. But the minute it says Ulam Abayis and the Pesach is connecting Ulam to Bayis, so then Pesach Ulam, I don't know which Pesach we're speaking about. It could be the Pesach from the Azor to the Ulam, it could be the Pesach from the Heichel to the Ulam. It matters which direction you're going. So Memele, so that is Pshat in the Rabbonim. That, so Taisus is only rectifying that Pesach Ulam alone is not enough. Pesach Ulam is only good if it would not say Ulam Habayis. Al Koponim, this is the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachomim in the Iboy Yisayim. Frag the Gemara. V'hoki ksiv hai b'mishkon ksiv. Now we're going back to the first Loshen. The first Loshen we had said that the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachomim is, it says, Pesach Oyel Moyed, so the Shail is, if the Ulam has Kedushas Oyel Moyed, so Pesach Oyel Moyed means the Pesach to the Tchilas Oyel Moyed, which is the Ulam. And if not, if it doesn't have Kedushas Oyel Moyed, so Memele means the Pesach to the Heichel. Frag the Gemara, Voki Ksiv Hai B'Mishkan Ksiv. The Gemara, this is a Meridike problem. Now, in the Mishkan, we had the Chotzer, and then we had the Mishkan. The Mishkan opened up to the Mishkan one entered the Heichel. That was, so Pesach Oyel Moed, there was no Ulam in the Mishkan. There was the Chotzer, and then there was the Mizbech and the Chayshis was in the Chotzer, and then the Mishkan that was in the Chotzer, the Mishkan started off with the Heichel and ended up after 20 Yamas was the Kodesh Kadosh. There was no Ulam in the Mishkan. Now this Pasuk, Pesach Oyel Moed, is speaking about, this Pesach Oyel Moed is speaking about the Mishkan. So Bamison, there's a double problem. Problem number one, there was no Ulam in the Mishkan. So Mamela, how could Rabbi Yehuda learn out from this Pasuk? How could Rabbi Yehuda learn out from this Pasuk that Pesach Gevoye Mem Amo is good because Kedushas Ulam is Kedushas Eichel. This Pasuk, there was no Ulam. The Mishkan, there was no Ulam whatsoever. So we have a second problem. The Goyva of the Mishkan was 10 Amos. According to the Chachamim, you also can't learn out
that a Pesach is 20 Amos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Ulam which was 40 Amos tall. There was a Heichal which was 20 Amos tall. So then we could play around. Is the Pesach Oil Moed going on only the Heichal? Is it also going on the Ulam? There we understand. But this Pasuk is not speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. This Pasuk is speaking about the Mishkan. In the Mishkan there was no Ulam. There was no Heichal of 20 Amos. So the whole Drosha is difficult to understand. This whole Pasuk Pesach Oil Moed, it says by the Mishkan. So the Gemara answers, Ashkichon Mishkan the Ikri Mikdash. Mishkan has Dinei Mikdash, U Mikdash Tikri Mishkan, and Mikdash has Dinei Mishkan. So things which are said by the Mishkan apply to the Mikdash also. Things which are said by the Mikdash apply to the Mishkan. If you won't say this, Hoda Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmu, Shlomim Sheshochtam Koidim Psiches Dalsais HaHeichel Psula. Rav Yehuda Mashmu said, if a person shechs the Shlomim before they open up the Dalsais HaHeichel Psula, Shenema V'shochtoi Pesach Oil Moed. Now, this is the pasuk which we brought down before. So Shmuel said, you have to open up the dalsos of the heichel in order to ensure that the shlomim is kosher. It says, shachtoi, you shech the shlomim, when Pesach oil moed, when the dalsos of the heichel are open. Bizman she psuchim, loy bizman sheheim nu'ule. Nevohoki ksivahu b'mishkan ksiv. How could Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu bring a raya from this pasuk? This pasuk, we have the same problem. There was no dlosis in the Mishkan. There was no miyuchedik dlosis aheichel. And he learns out that the dlosis aheichel have to be pasuach from this pasuk. This pasuk is speaking about the Mishkan. And he's telling me hilchus mikdosh, that the shlomim have to be geshocht and b'shas psichus adlosis of the aheichel. Boki ksiva hu b'mishkan ksiv. Al Ashkan Mikdash Tikri Mishkan, U Mishkan the Ikri Mikdash. Bishloime, so where do we see this? Bishloime Mikdash Tikri Mishkan, Dersiv, Venasati, Mishkani, Besoichere. And this is a Lashon Osit, means this was said after the Mishkan was built. It says, Venasati, I will give. And Bukhukai say, Mishkani besoichechem. There will be a time where it's a Loshen Osid, Baba Mahapeches, where etain is Mishkani besoichechem. That there will be a time, there will be Mishkani besoichechem. So this is not speaking about the Mishkan. This is because they had a Mishkan already. It's not where etain. So Kochach, it's speaking about the Mikdash. And it's called Mishkani. So we see Mikdash is called Mishkan. Elo Mishkan dikri Mikdash minolam, ilayim emidrsiv enosu akoosim, noisei ha-Mikdash vikimu esamishkan adboyam. So memele, you see that the Mishkan is called Mikdash. Ha-hu ba-orinksi. That doesn't mean we're not speaking about the Mishkan. We're speaking about the Oren, which was most Mekudish of the Kalim. That's why it's called Mikdash, but not that the Mishkan is the same Mikdash. Ela mehoche va'osuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichan. When the Pasuk speaks about the Asiyas HaMishkan, it says va'osuli mikdash, so we see that the Mishkan is called Mikdash. Zot Rashi. Shlomim, let us see Rashi. Bakiksi Pesach Oil Moed v'Mishkan Shai v'Midboksi v'Sham Leihayu Ulam. Oh, that's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Pesach Heichel Yudamisu. There wasn't 20 Yamis. The Begavoye Shakroshim Leihayu Elo Asora Amis Goivam. The Goiv of the Kroshim was only Asora Amis, so the Pesach was only 10 Amis. So Shver Sai according to Yudah. Sai according to the Rabbonah. Shlomim sheshochton shachis koidim psichis dlosis aheichel psula. Ha be mishkan ksiv bebeis elomim minolo. Nasati mishkani besoichichem. Shenema mikroze kvahukama mishkan. Shrebeteres koinim nicht. This is impasha bechol koisei. Bechol oisei aseivu boil moyid nema. Kedosi vidaba shemelo boil moyid. Valeze mishkan hoya mavtichon oi. This is a haftochim. Im loy ala mikdosh. We see that the mikdosh is called mishkan. Ahu ba'orin siv, shuhu maso b'nei kohos, al shem shu mekudish mishar maso yiskori mikdosh. let us learn the last Taisus, which is more Shaykh Taus, previous Taisus, besides being a hard Taisus, it's Fremden Yonah. Shlomim sheshachtam koidem psiches dalsis ahechel psulim. We learn, as Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said, that if a person shechted the shlomim before they opened up the dalsis ahechel, so the shlomim apos. Ve'im taima. Frek Taisus. Typically, if the shlomim were geshachten before he opened up Dalsei Sehechel, so then there was Alkochach geshachten before the Tomit. Typically, the Nishchetu Koidam Tomit Shal Shacha. So Alkochach, it was Nishchet before the Tomit. Let's skip Vamrin in Ha'ilo Ha'ilo Rishain. We learn that the Tomit has to be geshachten first. So what's the raya? It was geshachten before the Tomit. The Tomit shall shach nami boy psiches d'losses eichel. The Tomit, in order to shach the Tomit, you also have to be besteh the d'losses. Kiddes nan be Tomit nishchat, leho ye Tomit nishchat. Was mistech das Tomit, nan Tomit nishchat. Leho ye Tomit nishchat, ashoho ye shaymeya keul shar sheniftach. They did not shach the Tomit before they opened up the dalses eichel. So Memele, if we are speaking about that the Shlomim were geshochten before the Dalsus Eichel were Niftach, so Kochach the Shlomim were geshochten before the Tomit was, before the Tomit was Nishchat, because the Tomit also couldn't be geshochten before the Dalsus Eichel were Niftach. So Memele, so now why do you need this Droshe? That is a psul in the shlomim, because it was niftach, it was nishchetel. Before the psichas adlosses, it's possible because it was nishchat before the tomit. And the tomit has to be the first kol. The shloima, so Taisa says on this kash a few terutzim. Teretz number one, the krodo oilo dake bak torah aile. This din, that the oilo has to be first, does not mean that the shrita so oile has to be first. It means the haktore of the oile has to be first. V'loi b'shrita. So memeila, so it's very good. So he shechted first the shlomim, then he shechted the tomit, then he opened up the doors and he shechted the tomit, he was makter the tomit. So memeila, so, and then he's makter the shlomim. So memele out the problem of being before the Talmud. It's not before the Talmud. The Akhtar is after the Talmud. So therefore we have to have a new psul, but it was geshachten b'shah skiras had lost. In Ami, teretz number two, that this din, that nothing is permitted to be geshachten before the Talmud, the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that the Talmud should be geshachten first. V'loy la'akev, but it is not ma'akev the hechsher of the kol. K'da'oma behed yebat chaylis. It's only a mitzvah and not likuva. So memela, so therefore we're saying, but there's a psul if the glosses were shot. V'ho desanye betesefte kolasbochim shehik dimon letomit shol shacha. Oy ikvo nache tomit shol ben abayim psulim. I, we learned that a kolbna was geschochten before the Talmud is possible, einem in der Rabbonah, aber mina teire, it's kosher, so if it's kosher, mina teire, so therefore, I need a posik to tell me, but it's possible, mina teire, if the gloss is war skulis. Inami hochi itzterech, kshe poschoi, could be they shechted the Talmud. And when they shechted the Talmud, they are kochach opened up the dalsi seich. And then they shut the Dalsei Sehechel. So I would think, there's no problem of shechting before the Talmud, because they shechted the Talmud already. The only problem is the doors are shut, because they shut the Dalsei Sehechel after the Shritas HaTalmud. So that, therefore the Pasuk is telling us that is a new psul of Shritas Shlomim when the Dalseis are skurais.